4. We're very proud of this brochure that Brother Tommy Bateman and the office staff have compiled. I think you will be real pleased with it. And we'll pause just a moment while you receive your brochure for 1974. That's fine. Thank you. The theme for Highland Street Church of Christ next year is Serving Him More in 74. The program of work for the church is assigned to 9 areas of work. 9 committees specialize in these areas. The elders have chosen the chairman of these committees to present their area of work and service. Each committee has a chairman, co-chairman, with one or more elder, plus the committee members. The committees will be presented in the same order as listed in your brochure.
I'm Jerry Nallen, chairman of the mission committee. Jim Lamb is co-chairman. The elders who are directly responsible for this committee are Brother James Beatty and Brother Burton Gooch for the year 1974. During the past several years, we have been extremely blessed with an eldership which has exercised an enormous amount of faith and determination in establishing a far-reaching mission program. A program, though far from perfect, yet patterned after the words of Christ when he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Every congregation of the Lord's body has, no doubt, experienced the difficulty of receiving sincere pleas for support for a deserving work, and yet finding itself contributing on a piecemeal basis to such a degree that there is no real purpose in its mission program. Several years ago, it was determined that Highland should be looking in toward the time when she would be sponsoring her own missionaries while gradually doing less and less on a piecemeal basis, allowing us thereby as a congregation to become more effective in the spreading of God's word. The mission committee believes that we as a congregation have supported these new directions and have seen many good things happen as a result of them. Some 3 to 4 years ago, it seemed in order for us to grow our own missionary, as it were, for stateside work. Alan Eldridge was a student at Harding Graduate School of Religion with plans to become a missionary upon completion of his study. He came to Highland and was used in many ways which surely contributed to our growth here as well as to the preparation for his chosen work. Since going to Hamden, Connecticut as a missionary under the oversight of the Highland elders, Alan and Donna have been great instruments for the Lord, and the church there has made tremendous strides during this past year. In 1971, Frank and Millie McCutcheon began working completely under the oversight of our elders. After spending approximately 5 weeks working with the congregation here, becoming well acquainted with Highland's membership, our involvement in Austria, and work with the McCutcheon and Callis families was well underway. There have been many days of joy and excitement over the work being done there, but there too have been days of disappointment and discouragement. The Lord did not say it would be easy to persuade people to become Christians in Austria or even in our own neighborhood. But he did say to go and preach the gospel. Our mission program in 1974, if it is to be to play a part in helping Highland become that glorious church for which our elders have so often prayed, will require $46,046.50 of our 1974 budget. Our mission outreach will include the following. Number one, Frank McCutcheon, $17,196.50. At the beginning of our work in Austria, the McCutcheon support was approximately 22,000 shillings, or $11,220 in American money. Due to the devaluation of the American dollar, our elders determined that the McCutcheons should be supported in Austrian shillings, so that each month their day-to-day support would remain consistent. Number two, Reiner Callis family. These are the McCutcheon's co-workers. We're supporting them with $3,600 toward their working fund. Number three, Joe Cannon in New Guinea, $4,200 personal support. Number four, New York, $2,500. Number five, Alan Eldridge in Hamden, Connecticut, $6,100 personal support. The Hamden Church has taken over $3,000 of the Eldridge's support for 1974. Number six, Herald of Truth, both local and national, $2,700. Number seven, Local Summer Work, $1,000. Number eight, Bible Correspondence Work, $200. Number nine, Travel and Uncommitted, $8,300. And this amount includes also the McCutcheon's trip home this coming summer. Number 10, house-to-house evangelism, $250. The Mission Committee appreciates the continuing support the congregation gives to all these areas of outreach, and we solicit your prayers in the coming year.
I'm Johnny Davis, chairman of your Bible Chair Committee. My co-chairman is Mott Jones. The elders that oversee our work are Dr. Henley and Mr. Orman. It's our privilege and responsibility to minister to the spiritual needs of students on campus at Memphis State University. As most of you know, our facility is located on the corner of Patterson and Watauga Streets. Our staff consists of two full-time ministers, Terry Smith and Ben Williams, and one part-time secretary, Ms. Linda Bateman. Terry and Ben are responsible to our elders for all programs, spiritual and social, that are engaged in by our students in our student center on campus at Memphis State. We're assisted in this work by sister congregations in this city, as well as churches in this area. These churches are as follows: Berclair, East Fraser, Floyd Avenue, Holmes Road, Jackson Avenue, Paris, Tennessee, Obion, Tennessee, Park Avenue, Raleigh, Selmer, Tennessee, South Parkway East, Union Avenue, White Station, Wooddale, Kimball, Bells, Tennessee, and Wynn, Arkansas. These churches contribute $1,210 per month toward our building fund and our operation. Our building payment is $1,796.56 per month. Our building was constructed on a 10-year loan and is approximately half paid for at this time. The remainder of our budget is supplied by Highland Street. Last year, this amount was $32,000. This paid the salaries of our staff, the cleaning and maintenance of our building, office supplies, utilities and telephone, insurance, and miscellaneous things that might arise during the year. This year, this amount has had to be raised to $46,817.55. The reason for this is the higher cost of operation, such as utilities, and for the first time, having Ben's salary fully budgeted in this year's budget, plus the fact that three congregations that have been supporting us from the beginning have decided to continue their support. They feel that their support might be more beneficial in some other area. Now, just a few of the organized activities that we're engaged in. We don't have time to go into them in depth, but I would like to mention them to you, and some of the results of our work during the past few years. On Monday nights, the ladies from different congregations prepare a dinner for us. The students pay for this dinner, but it gives us an excellent opportunity to meet new students and visiting students.
We have organized Bible studies in the dorms. We have Wednesday night classes and Sunday morning classes for the young people. We have between 140 and 160 on Wednesday night. We have anywhere from 70 to 100 on Sunday mornings. Every day at 12:30, we have a devotional in the student center. This is for all students. On Monday nights, some of our students visit the Mid-South Christian Nursing Home. Fridays and Saturday nights are reserved for special activities that the students might choose. Each fall and each spring, we have a retreat, usually at Camp Dakota. We have from 150 to 175 students that go on these retreats. Some of our deacons and elders go along on these retreats also. We teach Bible courses for credit at Memphis State. This is through an arrangement with Memphis State whereby credit is given by Harding College and is transferred to Memphis State. This fall semester, we had 32 enrolled in these courses. 25 were not members of the church. During the past 5 years, 93 students have been baptized into Christ. Many of them still worship here with us. During the past 5 years, our spring seminar has attracted over 4,000 people from out of town. This has resulted in many baptisms. 21 Christian marriages have taken place in the last 5 years as a direct result of relationships which began and matured at the Christian Student Center. At least 6 known young men have made plans or are now engaging in full-time ministry as a result of the training and encouragement received at the Christian Student Center. At this time, we have a young man at the Christian Student Center that came to Memphis State to take his pre-med courses. He was going to be a doctor. I think he's a senior now, and he's decided that he wants to work for the Lord full time, either as a preacher of the gospel or as an educational director. So with God's help and your financial support, we will serve him more in 74.
Manley Cox, I'm the chairman of the Assembly and Worship Committee. Co-chairman is Edwin Cunningham. Under the oversight of the elders, Burton Gooch and Edgar Orman. The Assembly and Worship Committee coordinates the physical arrangements for our worship activities. Effective use of the building requires planning and daily oversight. Special methods are constantly sought to keep costs at a minimum while providing comfortable, quiet surroundings for worship. Many members of the congregation aid in this effort by ushering, arranging for worship service participants, and serving at each worship service. The 1974 budget is $17,370, which is $30 less than last year. We're able to have this reduction in the fact that last year we bought a communion service, and this year we don't plan to have an expenditure of that sort. The first and largest item of our budget is wages and salaries, $16,000. This is for the salary of the song leader, nursery attendants, and that portion of the janitor and maid's wages which should be charged to the auditorium here. Laundry is $500. Of course, that's mainly for baptismal garments. Other supplies, or communion supplies, $600. Other supplies, $170. And miscellaneous expense is $100. We ask that each of you do all you can to support this budget in a monetary way and also help us in this committee by serving cheerfully and in the best manner when you're called upon to serve. We want to be able, in 74, to serve him more through worship.
I'm Frank Splann, Chairman of Benevolence and Welfare. committee. Our committee consists of 8 members, each assigned to special work of this Benevolence and Welfare Committee. For instance, we have a grocery closet. Robert Day is in charge of that. Clothes closet, Harry Surrett in charge of that. Other activity of the Benevolence and Welfare is Child Haven Children's Home, Cullman, Alabama, Tennessee Orphan Home, Potter Orphan Home, Southern Christian Home, Children's Home of Paragould, Arkansas, Mid-South Christian Home, Mid-South Christian Nursing Home, South Central Children's Home, and Local Benevolence. In Local Benevolence, we have 32 shut-ins and partly shut-ins that we respond to this time of year with either a grocery basket or a fruit basket. In addition to that, we have many calls from people wanting groceries and baskets at this time of year. A typical call that we've had, one of the calls that we've had this year, someone would call in, say that her husband has left her, and she has anywhere from 6 to 14 children, and that they are hungry, wants some groceries. Well, it don't take me long to make up my mind to take them groceries. Where there's hungry children, I respond immediately. If there's something else that they want, well, then I personally investigate every call that comes in. And if I find that, if I'm impressed that they really need aid, then I call the committee together and put it before the committee, and then we immediately respond in keeping with the needs that we really feel. All of this totals $14,020. Our committee feels that benevolence and welfare is one of the most important works of this congregation. And to really experience it, become benevolent, and get a little taste of what we get a whole lot of, and you can see the beauty of responding to your fellow man in keeping with his needs.
I'm Larry Howe for the Instruction Development Committee. Areas of responsibility for this committee include the following. First and foremost is the Bible school classes taught here at Highland Street. Some 95 men and women are involved in these classes taught from nursery age children through adults on Sunday morning and Wednesday evening. Classes are taught through the third grade on Sunday evening. A very important role is served by the teacher supervisors, and I would like to make those persons known at this time. James Beatty, supervisor of the adults, Jerry Nyland, the senior high group, Bill Baldy III, the junior high, Don Luther for the juniors, Mary Halk for the primary, Julie Chester and Nancy Jones for the preschool department, and Joe McKenzie for the nursery age children. A second and perhaps equally important area involves the youth activities directed by Wayman Henson. The size of the junior and senior high group is increased to some 90 to 95 kids. Although their primary activities are conducted on Sunday evening following the evening worship services, the students have been on 4 weekend retreats during the year. They're treated to a once-a-month meal prepared by some of their parents here at the church normally. A group from Highland Street had attended a nationwide campaign in Texas during the past summer. They plan on a return trip for the coming summer. In addition, they plan a campaign of their own, either in the Memphis area or perhaps to Connecticut, where Alan Eldridge is. This group of junior and senior high age people is beginning to feel much more like a unit, with a special fellowship time set aside primarily for their interest and concerns, And many of them are experiencing a responsibility to share the Word of God with their fellow classmates. And we have a special group of people, or a lot of special people here at Highland Street. And certainly this age group deserves our special commitment and attention. And I would like to encourage each of you to express some concern and interest to that age group. Other areas under the direction of this committee briefly include the church library, the Bible school supply rooms, the nursery, attendance records, the vacation Bible school, which we called the Timothy and Dorcas Club this past summer. The elders have made a $29,000 budget available for the operation of the work of this committee for 1974. Briefly, budgeted items include salaries, special speakers, the summer Bible school program, various workshops, literature and supplies, the library, periodicals, youth activities, travel, and miscellaneous items. If any committee needs your support here at Highland Street, the Instructional and Development Committee certainly does. The committee needs qualified, willing, enthusiastic Christian Bible school teachers. And if you feel in any way that you can be of service in that area, the committee would certainly like to hear from you.
I'm Stoney Warren, Chairman of the Business and Finance Committee. Bryant Green is co-chairman. Brother Ramsey and Brother Orman are the coordinating elders. The responsibilities of the Business and Finance Committee are to maintain the physical facilities of Highland Street, its properties, and to provide administrative services for the entire congregation. Properties owned by Highland Street include the church building here at 443 South Highland, the home next door at 419 South Highland, the minister's home on Crossover Lane, and the long property on Douglas Street. The amount budgeted for debt retirement in 1974 is $28,620. This is for repayment of bonds which were sold when we remodeled the auditorium a few years ago. Other properties owned by Highland are completely paid for and free of debt. Maintenance and repair of properties is budgeted in the amount of $19,000. The remodeling of the balcony, which should be completed within approximately 90 days, will be charged against the 1972 budget. That remodeling will include removing of those partitions, removing of the theater seats, installing wall-to-wall carpet and pews similar to those down here. I'm sure those of you in the balcony this morning will appreciate that. Administrative expenses of the church include clerical salaries, office supplies and equipment, insurance, taxes, and utilities. Salaries are estimated to be $12,940. Office supplies, equipment, printing, postage, telephone expenses, $7,500. Insurance, Social Security taxes, property taxes, employee benefits, etc., $6,200. Utilities, $7,000. Miscellaneous expense, $1,000. The total business and finance budget for 1974, $82,260. For most part, the cost of the business and finance expenses are fixed. They're planned on a long-range basis, and they don't vary a great extent from year to year. However, the cost of supplies, postage, employee benefits, etc., are increasing on a rapid pace. The budget for 1974 is 0.4% above 1973. The committee is concerned with providing the congregation with the best possible facilities and service in the most efficient and economical manner. We urge each member to support the program the elders have established in three ways. Pray for the church, its leaders, and take part in all of its activities. Contribute and purpose as you have been prospered. And do your part in being efficient in the use of Highland's facilities and material.
My name is Larry McKenzie. I'm the chairman of the Promotion and Publicity Committee. We have the responsibility of taking the initiative in gathering and preparing and releasing all news matters that are pertinent to Highland Street for both local news and for religious papers. This committee seeks ways of better informing you as the congregation and the committee or the community of special efforts such as gospel meetings, special lectures, Vacation Bible School, and other programs. Other vital areas of service by this committee include membership directories, photographing new members for our bulletin and for the membership directory, and welcoming our visitors to our services. $1,500 is budgeted in 74 for this service.
I'm Art Roberts, chairman of the Brotherly Love and Service Committee, of which Joe Castelli is co-chairman. You will like this committee because it has the least amount of money spent in the budget of any of the committees. But this, of course, in no way takes away from the importance of it. As the name of the committee would indicate, its main function is service and love to others. Our budget for the coming year is $1,000, and if true to past years, this is an estimate that is in excess of what will actually be used. The following is a breakdown of the committee. New member visitation, ladies' hospital visitation, which is active through the ladies' Bible class, shut-ins and aged, fellowship. This includes new member dinners, which will be increased from 2 to 4 a year due to our increase in membership, and fellowship dinners throughout the year for the entire congregation. Special services, where each Bible class is to provide food and transportation and other services as needs arise among the members. Members away from home, counseling, which is comprised of the ministers at the Highland congregation. Delinquent members, flowers. So you can readily see that the active ingredients of this committee is made up of time and concern rather than money.
This committee consists of all elders, ministers, and chairmen of all committees. The Long Range Planning Committee tries to look into the future and anticipate the needs of our growing family. What will be our needs to realize our potentials in 3, 5, and 10 years from now? This year, the elders approved a plan to improve the property at 419 South Highland. This is known as the mansion, by installing light, by trimming trees and shrubbery, and cleaning out the underbrush. This plan has not been completed. Under consideration is making a much-needed parking lot on part of the property. We appreciated the interest shown in our meeting with members last August, and many good things came from this meeting. Our ultimate goal is to see a building constructed for classrooms adjacent to the fellowship hall. With the heavy indebtedness due on the remodeling of this building, the high cost of construction, the high interest rate, and the unfavorable economic conditions, it was decided to wait on the construction of the new building. $20,200 is proposed for this committee in 1974. Now you have heard the reports from the committee members, the chairman. These 9 committees present the all-over work that has been proposed for 1974. In 1973, the Highland Street Church of Christ, for the first time in our history, reached a membership of 1,001, the largest